I have the privilege this morning to introduce you to a good friend of mine, a man of God, a teacher of the Word of God. He and Roxana have come here for the past, this is their fourth year coming here to be involved in the Bible seminary back behind here. And when I think of Eric and his life, he's almost 78 years old now, and starting off as just a young man, just as a young boy, playing the accordion as his dad would do street meetings there in Argentina. And he traveled the world with $10 preaching the Word of God. He went all over the world with a buddy of his teaching and preaching. He's been to how many countries? I have no idea. 49 countries he's traveled to, spreading the Word of God. He's been involved in teaching in the Baja for 20 years in a Bible school there. And his wife, Roxana, been a missionary kid all her life as well. And, you know, it's just so good to see the family of God functioning together and just giving. And in their eyes, there's just no room for retirement. It's just, you know, you go and go and go until God calls us all home. And Eric, why don't you come up as you bring to us the Word of God. And Lord bless you, brother, as you
teach.
It's a privilege to talk to you. We have been here 3 years already coming, and I know many of you, and Roxana and I really enjoy the fellowship, and we want to get to know you a little better. So we'll imagine that this is the classroom down here in SEC, El Centro Educativo Cristiano. And you are all pupils, you know, the first day of class, and we'll have a class. And the subject is going to be missions. And if anybody goes to sleep, Howard has a little bottle of water to awake you.
I'll turn the air conditioners on.
Okay. And Howard was talking about a New Year resolutions, or I don't know if I hear very good. I have little helps here, and sometimes I hear revolutions. And I think many people mistake resolutions for revolutions. You just listen to the news, what's happening in Syria this week, a disaster. And we say, what a privilege we are to be in a peaceful country and proclaiming Jesus as the King of Peace. So we need more wise men, so we still see his star and we follow the star, because we want to be wise like the ones we will remember next Monday, the first day of class. So I have some helps here to remind us of this definition. The first definition we have: mission or calling, a strong inner impulse toward a particular course of action, especially when accompanied by conviction of divine influence, vocation, or profession. Now, when it comes to the kingdom work, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the one he calls. And I'm the best example of that. The Lord took a little boy from Rosario, Argentina, around the world, together with Carlos, another guy, that we go together to evangelize the provinces of Argentina. They used to call us the duet, the dynamics. We played the accordion, we sang together, and then we went from province to province sharing the gospel. Now, that came as a result of having godly parents. I remember my mom teaching me the Sunday school verse, otherwise I couldn't go to Sunday school. So, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All the other things will be added unto you. Things like that shaped not only my mind, but my heart, my will, my goal in life. Always to put God first in my life. So many times other things distract us. And like sheep, we go the other way. And God has to bring us back. So a verse like that was something very important in my life. So we have here, I think, a help. Okay. What is your mission? God has distributed to each one as the Lord has called each one, so let him walk. How can we discover what our goal is in life? Well, we have to see what the Word of God says, and there is a distribution of gifts and of ministry. So, in the way of ministry, we have apostles, you have prophets, you have evangelists, you have shepherds and teachers. So, what is my gift? What can I give back to the Lord, if not just what the Lord has given me? And as we grow up, we start to try different gifts. The Bible says, try the different gifts. My father gave me an accordion when I was 11. It was a Hohner, 12 basses, and I started to play, and the Lord gave me the gift. I didn't even study, it just came up. And that you could call a talent, but what a blessing it was, that little instrument, when my father, he was a medical doctor, and he went to the towns around Rosario, preaching the gospel on the squares, and I was the attraction, a little boy with the accordion, and my little sister singing, you know, I will make you fishers of men if you follow me, things like that. That was the first English song that I remember. At 5 or 6, I knew how to sing in English. Of course, the accent was like the one I still have. If you follow me, if you follow me, I will may you. I don't say make, I say may. But that was the way I was learning English. And my home was always open to missionaries. So somebody would come. I remember Miss Cowden says, add more water to the soup. Here comes Miss Cowden. And she just introduced herself. And they would speak English. So I would catch the little words here and there, so that I could communicate with the missionaries. Most of them came from England or Scotland or Ireland. So the other day I had the opportunity to translate brother, what's his name that was here in November from Scotland?
Yeah.
Clayton. Yeah. Clayton, yeah. So he has already the accent that I was used to. Because we had many people from Scotland. They roll the R's. So, what is your mission? So, we're going to see many people in the scriptures, God gave them a call or a special vision. What is the vision of Isaiah, for instance? You were singing holy, 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 and God show himself to Isaiah in a special way. But the preparation for the mission of Isaiah was cleansing his lips. He says a call from the presence of God touched his lips, and then he could give the word. And the question was, well, who shall go for us? And the response was, here I am, send me. And I wish this was your New Year resolution, to be available to the Lord when he calls you to witness, to give a tract, to make a good action to a neighbor that will bring him closer to the Lord. And you have Abraham, you have Samuel, you have David, and Jeremiah, Jonah, but the same Jesus. You remember when he was in his hometown and he opened the book and he announced what was his mission. Even at 12 in the temple, he was with the people that could communicate with the doctors of the temple. And he was growing in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God, and favor with men. How important it is if at 30 we are going to have a vision like the one Jesus had, there has to be some preparation. And our children and grandchildren are the ones who have to witness to the next generation. So how important it is, that little tract, that little thought, that Bible with a dedication. We have some granddaughters, and my wife always chooses the best translation of the Bible and puts a dedication. Calliope, read this book. This book will separate you from sin, or sin will separate you from this book. And then you have an opportunity to give a Bible, a New Testament. Speaking of New Testament, I thank the Gideons. My father was a Gideon, and Carlos, my friend, was a Gideon. We had so many those little New Testaments given to people around the world. 17 nations from Argentina to Mexico received the word personally as we were hitchhiking. We had a banner that says, will you take us? We're going around the world. So people interested, see who these Argentines were. While we were going with them, we say, we have a book for you. And even we had a song, and we were singing, for you, my God, I'm singing the joy of being your messengers. And then the message came to the driver while we were going to the next town. And that's the way, in 9 months, as we arrived to Mexico for the first time. And wow, distances in Mexico. You are going to Baja. Sometimes you go 80 miles and you don't see any gas station. I remember buying gas on the way twice as much because I didn't have any more gas when I went to Cabo San Lucas. So be ready. And put your mirror in, because if you leave them out, somebody will smash it. That happened to us the last time. So it's an adventure. But what a blessing to take the word of God. That last trip to San Lucas, we were in a big bus called the Evangel, and we had Sunday school lessons for the whole year in boxes, and we were giving them out in each town where we find somebody who was in charge of the meeting. We left a box with lessons for a whole year for the kids of Baja. So there are ways to always be ready to share in a different way and help them to know the gospel. We can keep going. God has called you to a mission. To me, Matthew 28 is the most clear command from the Lord. And it came to me at that age, about 28, when we went around the world. Go into all the world and share the gospel in a personal way. And what a joy. It was 5 years, starting in March 1964 and going all the way to May 69. 5 years. And you know what? I even found a wife in that trip. She's sitting there. We have been 45 years together serving the Lord. Roxana Crab. You know, crabs from Alaska. Now, she's another crab from Alaska, but a special one. She was a school teacher, and she received a call from God to be a missionary in Latin America. So she was learning Spanish. And here comes this guy from nowhere, sharing the gospel in her town. I was showing slides from Argentina in every school or club or whatever place, and that way we were introducing the gospel together with a view from Argentina. So Roxana got the message and the inspiration to go beyond her own realm where she grew up. In our heart, what God told Jeremiah was an experience. His word was in my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back. So there is something inside of us. The Holy Spirit is prompting us, but the word has to be first in our mind. That's why in the school we are asking the students to memorize the scriptures. How can you give out something that you didn't learn first? So it's very important, the daily reading, the memorizing, the being exercised in the word. With my wife, we are reading the whole Bible in 1 year, chronologically. So we spend half an hour reading, and then we spend another half an hour discussing together. So we bring together our thoughts, and then that way the word is always fresh in our mind and in our heart. So it's very important, the preparation, so that we can share it with others. Here is Carlos. He lived a short life. After we came back from the trip around the world, he got married, had 2 children, and the Lord took him home, just like that. He was with an open Bible in the cemetery at the funeral of a lady, and an aneurysm that he had in the neck exploded, so he was without knowledge for 28 days, and the Lord just took him home. But what a privilege. For 5 years, we were from country to country, sharing the gospel in a personal way and preaching when there was an occasion. In the country where Brother Howard served for many years, there was a movement to bring the gospel to the whole country. And they were desperate for preachers. So here come these 2 guys. So they send us to all the places where people have been praying for already, have tents ready to share the gospel in different places of Venezuela. So what a privilege. When you put yourself in God's hands, He prepares in advance the opportunities. So you just go and participate in whatever the Lord gives you to do. So here we are in a town in Costa Rica, and it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not in your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. That was our experience as we went from country to country. evangelism in depth was just ripe in Venezuela. In other places was with four spiritual laws, and I think the first year that they came out, they made 4,000 tracts with our picture and our testimony to spread in the Orient. So we went from place to place sharing the gospel. That's the sign that opened the way. Will you take us? We're going around the world. Nos lleva, damos la vuelta al mundo. Now, what is Roxana's background? She went to Sunday school in this little church in Chitna, Alaska. Her father was a missionary there, especially among the Indian folk there. And she remembers that. And we went to see, we took that picture not many years ago. It's still standing there. And as a four-year-old, she received the Lord. The next day she was singing, "Come out of my heart, come out of my heart, Lord Jesus." Her mom says, "What are you singing?" "Well, I want to see him. I invited him to my heart, but I want to see him. I want to hold him. I want to grab him." That was Roxana's experience. She plays with dolls, and now she has dogs and cats and all that. But she wants to touch and experience. Isn't that what we need? A personal touch with the Lord. A personal encounter with God. And sometimes we ignore the person that we have beside us. So the Lord says, love God with all your heart, but love your neighbor that lives together with you as you love yourself. So you have a person to embrace, a person in which to pour your love and your care. You know what? She had a terrible back straightening of the column. She had scoliosis, now she has a straight back. But that meant that now for a year she has pain and she cannot bend, and she's just recovering from that. So I became Mr. Mum this year, doing all the things that I took for granted that she used to do. I have to do it at home, helping her. So what an experience is to serve somebody in a practical way and experience the love of the Lord that way. I'm learning to be a servant, still at this age. So there is Roxana in Chitna. She was born in Valdez. You remember the Valdez oil problem. But at age 15, she wrote these words. That's actually her Bible. What does it say? Pray for Mexico and go to Mexico. Age 15. I don't know if there are young people here. Somebody could receive a call at an early age, even if it takes years later on to fulfill it. But she was faithful. We came together to Mexico, and we have been more than 25 years serving the Lord here in Mexico. And it has been a marvelous experience, because the Lord is using our talents and our gifts, and now through Howard we have the experience to lead the curriculum in the school. And people like Jose Luis, I don't know if he's here, he came last year, and the other day he says, "I have 28 disciples and I'm sharing the gospel with them, and they are growing. And I don't need drug anymore." He used to, you know, depend on drugs for strength. And now he has the Holy Spirit. And that is a blessing. So we want more people like Jose Luis, who are transformed by the gospel and share and become fruitful. Time is running. You did not choose me. I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. That's my wife's theme song or the special verse in her life. And remember that it says fruit much more and fruit that remains. Some of the fruit that the Lord allowed us to have in Argentina was about 30 young people, discipled and ready to share with others the gospel. The other day, we put this on Facebook, and these people are now grown up, they have their own grandchildren, and they were remembering the 7 years we spent with them in Patagonia, South America, and it's a blessing to be in touch with them and to see the result of 7 years of work among them in a Welsh town called Trevelin in the province of Chubut in Argentina. Here we are, you know, in the front, one in each side. We look a little different. But then 20 years in Baja, these are some of the students that came to our home, and notice they're different of age. The one on the right is a grown man, he's blind, but he was one of our students. And here you can see our grandson, Danny, with a Welsh man that is on his 70s. So from the littlest one to the grown people, we all need that vision. We all need the mission of our life and to dedicate, like Jose Luis here on graduation day, to give their lives to the service of the Lord. All to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. The cross makes a difference. We preach Christ and Christ crucified so that man's wisdom doesn't get entangled and we start to preach another gospel. Paul had his own gospel. He talked about my gospel. And every one of us has his own gospel. The way that God worked in our life, that's your testimony. So share it with somebody else because they need to hear how you met the Lord and what he means in your life. But as God has distributed to each one, as the Lord has called each one, so let him walk. What is your mission? Another year, another chance to fulfill his calling for your life. Maybe it's this song that I was singing, I will make you fishers of men. What? If you follow me. Let's follow Jesus. He will show us. We all have a chance, an opportunity, even in our older age, to serve the Lord with gladness, to share with others that know us the gospel of grace, the gospel of Jesus. Remember, only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Thank you.